So according to a recent study, shift work puts you at greater risk of weight gain, type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Now, with so many people in the Hunter doing shift work, I thought I would dig a little deeper in to find out more about this. Joining me to have a chat about it is Associate Professor Maxine Bonham. Maxine, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. So shift work, is aside from just playing around with our sleeping habits, it has a greater effect on our health, it seems.
Yeah, it does. As I said, apart from sleeping at the wrong times, it also means that we make our bodies digest food and exercise at the wrong times. And unfortunately, we deal with food less well at night than we do during the day. So this inadvertently can lead to disrupted eating patterns and, weight gain in the long term.
So, Maxine, as you just illustrated there, that there's a lot of problems. What can we do to try and, get around these issues if we have to do shift work?
So great questions. We've been doing some work where we have been looking at trying to have a small period of avoiding eating overnight, so you give your body a bit of a break and a rest. We're also looking at perhaps certain foods such as nuts or foods that have a bit more protein are perhaps better than the more discretionary type foods that are higher sugar, that tend to be what people sort of want and need at night to keep them awake. Also just things like keeping well hydrated and minimizing the caffeine, I guess. So not all fun things, but they will help.
Because that's one of those things, after doing a 12-hour shift, you come home, you're really tired, you're not necessarily thinking about eating healthy, you're just trying to get something into your body, because your body's really craving some protein at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, your body does funny things when it's awake overnight, and you crave certain foods, and you're eating a lot of your energy at nighttime when, as I said, your body usually wants to be asleep. So it is really difficult to try and work out what you need to have.
So the study that you've been doing, how long have you been investigating this?
So the study we're doing at the moment is actually for, it's a weight loss study. So it's for shift workers who have actually been working shift work for a while and have actually put on weight as part of their work. So we're actually looking at three different strategies to try and help shift workers lose some of the weight they've put on as part of their work. So what we're finding so far, we're looking to recruit 400 people. We're about 100 people recruited at the moment, and we're trialing them out on a more traditional continuous energy restriction approach, where you just reduce your energy intake. But we're actually trialing an intermittent fasting approach to weight loss as well, which in a way takes out a lot of the thinking too much about food, because we're providing food for 2 days a week, and the rest of the time you actually are fasting over that time period. So trying to, look at flexible strategies as well for shift workers, because we know access to food at night can be really difficult for some shift workers.
Maxine, does exercise come into it?
Yeah, absolutely, it does. And again, it's something we're very aware of, that, if you're working nights, you can't necessarily go to your gym, you can't do the normal activities that you might do with your family. So anything that can sort of, increase your steps or make you a bit more physically active is always going to be helpful at nighttime or as part of your shift working role as well. But it can be quite hard to do.
You say you're looking for more people to be a part of the study. Can it be across any number of different industries for shift workers?
Yeah, it can. We've had people from sort of airlines, nurses, doctors, security. We're looking for people who do two night shifts a week on average, because it is these rotating shift workers who do days, evenings and nights that never really allow their bodies to adapt to their changing conditions, and those populations seem to be the most at risk. So we're really focusing our efforts on those that we think are the biggest ones to worry about.
If anyone would like to be a part of the study, what should they do?
Well, the study is operating across Melbourne and Adelaide at the moment. But if you just Google Swift Study Monash University, you will come to a web page, and there'll be a lot of information there about the study. So we're looking to hear from anyone who might be interested.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about the findings from the study. Thank you very much, Maxine Bonham, for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.